Have you ever been guilty? Guilty of bad thoughts, or saying or acting in a way you later regretted? Did you know that those bad thoughts, words, and behaviors are an indication of problems within your heart? Jesus said that evil thoughts, words, and actions are the byproduct of what dwells in our hearts. The truth is that we're all experts at hiding what's in our heart, but when the heat of light rises, bad thoughts, words, and actions come up to the surface. Guilt says, I owe you. Now, guilt is an emotion we've all experienced. Sometimes we feel guilty because we ate too much or drank too much, or we didn't show up, or we forgot to call someone. But sometimes we feel guilty because we know that we've hurt someone with our words and actions. And guilt says, I've hurt you. I've stolen from you. I've wronged you. I owe you. I owe you money. I owe you time. I owe you an apology. Now, the problem with unattended guilt is that it creates a wall of separation between you and the person that you've hurt. And it also creates a barrier between you and God. So when you allow guilt to lodge in your heart, it will have a negative impact on what you think, do, and say. But more importantly, it will have a negative impact on the people that you love the most. Now, the solution to guilt is obvious, but it's not easy. The solution to guilt is to ask for forgiveness and to make restitution whenever possible. The truth is that the person may not choose to forgive you, but by honestly seeking to make things right, God will cleanse your heart of all the negative impact guilt has over you and therefore over the people around you. King David wrote, "Finally, I confess all my sins to you and stop trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone."